This is Stateside. I'm Laura Weber Davis, in for April Baer. It was the worst kept secret in Michigan this week, and between every parent talking to other parents, it didn't come as any sort of surprise. The anxious feeling that the school year would be ended for the year due to COVID-19 became a stark reality today as Governor Whitmer announced that schools will not reopen this spring. Here to talk about the greater implications of that closure is Brian Gutman with Education Trust Midwest. Brian, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Joining us by Skype from your basement, self-isolating.
That's right.
So what were your thoughts as this announcement, this not surprising announcement today came out?
Well, I think on the one hand, there are a lot of people who are going to appreciate the certainty that they have now, teachers, administrators, and even parents, that no longer have this question of, are we really going back in a couple of weeks, or is this going to be a little bit longer? I think it now really turns to how does learning continue, and how do we minimize loss, given that for many students, there's going to be an extended period before they're back in a classroom with a teacher in front of them, what they're used to.
When we talk about extended learning or learning from home and how we make sure that that basically the summer learning gap that occurs is extended by several months, how do we make sure that the kids who are living and learning in districts that are already disproportionately negatively impacted by those gaps aren't going to see even greater losses given the amount of time that they'll be away from school?
That's a great question. One thing that the governor's order does speak to, and I was really glad to see this, was while there is a reliance on virtual learning, there is really a reliance on distance learning that we have to recognize in many places across Michigan, not everyone has access to broadband, not everybody has a device, and not every teacher and family is well-trained and supported to teach and learn through virtual means. So while instruction over the internet is likely to be in most district plans and it is an important component, we also need to find ways to keep students engaged in other ways. In some cases, that's going to be mailed home packets or packets picked up when lunches are picked up. We're going to have to get creative. No student in Michigan, particularly our most vulnerable in our lowest resource districts, can afford to have 5 or 6 months of non-learning. Those losses will be tremendous and will take years to make up.
I spoke with an author yesterday who he had looked at the impact of the Spanish flu 100 years ago in the UP and about a school district up there that shut down before other districts and they did pretty well. The teachers turned into healthcare workers at that time. It's a very unique circumstance, but it occurred to me that as life went on and kids adjusted 100 years ago, that the same will be true today as well. But how long do we expect that those ripple effects will last, even though we know that eventually we'll get back to schooling?
Yeah.
How long until it looks like anything that's normal to us?
Well, I can't say exactly. I wish that I could say that normal is just around the corner. I think when it comes to education, we need to be bracing ourselves for a multi-year recovery, looking at doing everything we can right now to minimize losses and continue learning. But we do have students who are going to graduate and need remediation before they're ready for post-secondary. We have students who are sitting in early childhood classrooms that will be less prepared for kindergarten next year. We have special education students who can't receive their occupational therapy or physical therapy at home and are going to need compensatory services to help them move forward. I was really encouraged, in fact, today to hear the governor not only speak of the need to address learning right now, which is critically important, but also a nod toward what is to lie ahead, that our districts are going to also need to be preparing to make sure that they're addressing these learning losses in the year to come. And I think, frankly, that it's going to be a couple of years at least until our students are really made whole again.
Your organization follows policy and education outcomes. Is there any policy that you can see that would reverse course on some of the potential damage or ramifications of this school year cut short?
Well, there are a handful of things, and we're all learning. Every state is approaching this a little bit differently, and we'll know a lot more in a few months than we do today. But there are a few important things that hopefully Michigan will put into place in the next few months to really address these needs head on. One thing is that we have to get creative around measuring our learning, both right now and in the fall. We're not going to have an end-of-year assessment, so we need to better prepare families and educators to understand student learning and gaps so that they can address them. That's also going to be really important to help districts in the state evaluate the impact of the plans that they'll be developing in the next month. We need to think really holistically about remediation. It might be in some places more robust summer learning opportunities. In other places, it might be extended support and additional support in coming school years, or perhaps both. And then finally, really tackling the compensatory services for students with disabilities, English learners, and others that are missing essential services at school will be really important.
We just saw the state start to get really on board with increasing funding per pupil across the board and make some headway on that. With that kind of being cut short now, is there a way to divert some of those resources into taking care or aiding students at home with social services that might otherwise be lacking that they would receive at the school were they still attending?
I think that schools in particular are going to need to get quite creative quite quickly about meeting the mental and social needs of their students at home and when they come back. We are going to have tremendous trauma from students that experience the loss of a loved one or a serious illness related to this. There are kids, unfortunately, in Michigan today that are experiencing abuse at home, and that's all on top of the existing trauma and other challenges that our students were facing, and frankly, our teachers and other school employees as well. Those are going to be in need of real address once school resumes and right now. We're also going to be facing really challenging economics here in Michigan, and I know that there's been a focus on that in the past few weeks. When we come back and as we think about the budget moving forward, we really need to continue to prioritize the same things that we were before. How do we make sure that students with the greatest need are prioritized in a real way, whether that's in additional spending or, unfortunately, in budget cuts? The student needs are going to grow because of this crisis, and we really need to be prepared as a state to meet those students and meet those needs where they're at.
Okay, Brian, I'm going to ask you the question that I am not looking forward to asking you, which as a parent, I've begun to think about anyway. Is there a concern among your coworkers or those working on education issues about the possibility of this being extended through the calendar year or even into the next school year?
Well, I'll tell you, as a parent, it is a concern that I'm thinking about. As somebody who's not a healthcare professional, I don't know the answer. And certainly, I think we all hope that we can come out on the other side of this terrible pandemic as quickly as possible. I do think that it makes the stakes all that much higher. As districts put in place these continued learning plans, really finding a way to measure the effectiveness of them, not as a means for punishment, but as a means for learning. In the event that there is a peak in the fall or extended closures into next school year, we can't afford to be in the same place where we are today, where we're taking 6 weeks to figure out how distance learning works and how it can work well for students. We need to take every opportunity here to make sure that the next time a student is at home, whether that's school-wide or just in an individual case, that we're better prepared to support that student's learning needs. If nothing else comes out of this crisis, we should make sure that we're much more prepared next time around. And that is going to require taking a look at the wide range of plans, making sure that they're public, that parents can see them, and making sure that there are ways to measure their effectiveness so that we can come out on the other side of this and have a better understanding of how we best support learning when students are not physically in a building.
Brian Gutman is with Education Trust Midwest. Brian, thanks so much.
Thank you. Stay healthy.